One day, after drawing fire for comments some saw as questioning whether or not Barack Obama was a Christian, Reverend Franklin Graham clarified his position on the president's faith and clearly declared he could never support a candidate who supports abortion. Good morning, everyone. This is Pastor Sean coming to you from Fayetteville, North Carolina, looking at another News and Focus article. Today's date is February 23rd, 2012. Yesterday and the day before, Franklin Graham was on MSNBC's Morning Joe program, aired on February 21st. There is a clip or a portion of the show available to you on YouTube. You can also find it on the news page of sermonaudio.com. I made reference to this yesterday in a commentary about Islamic persecution. Muslims are stoning Christians in Israel. And I recorded or aired some of Graham's comments about the president's stand on Muslims and persecuting Christians. In this article brought to us from ChristianPost.com titled "Franklin Graham Speaks Again on Obama's Christianity, Criticizes Abortion Stance," Graham is trying to clarify where he stands on the president's Christianity. Let me read to you the quote that was communicated on CNN. "I don't question the president's faith. I'm not questioning whether he's a Christian. I disagree with his position on abortion." Well, let me remind you that in a position on abortion does not make someone a Christian. That's a true statement. Yet, I'm not sure why Graham says, "I don't question the president's faith." I'm not sure why we're saying that. Why would we not question the president's faith? Why would we not question whether a person is a Christian who doesn't openly profess faith in Christ consistently? Why are we not being more dogmatic on a Christian is a follower of Christ who begins his walk by placing faith in the person and work of Jesus Christ? I'm just not sure why Graham feels the need to sidestep the Christianity issue and move to the abortion issue. While I'm thrilled that he's taking a hard stand on the abortion issue, that is to say Graham is, I'm not sure why we're caving when, quite frankly, there's almost no indication that the president is a follower of Jesus Christ. And let me ask you, has Jesus clarified his position on marriage? The answer is absolutely, positively, yes. Marriage, according to Jesus, is one man and one woman. Followers of Jesus Christ follow his definition of marriage, and that's clarified in the Gospel of Mark as one example. Matthew as well. The president is not protecting his brothers and sisters in Christ all around the world who are being persecuted by Muslims. These are, if the president is a Christian, people he will spend the rest of his eternity with. People who were murdered, persecuted under his watch as president, and quite frankly, as Graham points out very nicely in the audio and the video that you can listen to or watch, Graham says the president has done virtually nothing to protect Christians. He could be using his bully pulpit. He could be using the influence of foreign money. He could be speaking directly to Muslims and telling them it has to stop. But quite frankly, he hasn't. And then Graham points out in the article that the president has not taken a biblical or a Christian perspective on abortion, which again is a true statement. On Tuesday, Graham was asked whether to judge whether President Obama was a Christian by MSNBC. By not offering a straight answer, Graham left himself open to criticism. You have to ask him, he said. He's a Christian, so I just have to assume that he is. No, I'm afraid that we do not just assume. Eternity is too long to assume. We are able and instructed by the Word of God to inspect fruit. And the truth of the matter is, there is very little fruit in the president's life that would give anyone assurance that he is a Christian. You're not born a Christian. One is converted into Christianity by the power of God the Holy Spirit. You must be born again. You must be born from above. And this birth is what brings someone into the family of God through adoption by God the Holy Spirit. So the president cannot wake up one morning and decide, I'm going to be a Christian, and I'll do it when it's convenient. He and we and each of us must repent and put our faith in the person and work of Jesus Christ. And the person is God, Creator, God the Son, second person of the Trinity, only begotten Son of God, God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Verse 14, chapter 1, the Gospel of John, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld the glory of the only begotten of the Son, of the Father, the Son. And so that in and of itself is what defines someone as a Christian. Franklin got into some more trouble from the liberal media's perspective when he said, asked about Rick Santorum's Christianity. Graham said, I think so. When pressed as to why Santorum's faith was clearer than Obama's, Graham added, well, it's because his values are so clear on moral issues. Well, that is not what makes someone a Christian. What makes someone a Christian is their faith in Christ and Christ alone. And I would be concerned with Santorum's Christianity only because he is such a staunch Catholic. And staunch Catholics may not limit their faith to Christ and Christ alone. It could be that staunch Catholics have their faith in the sacraments and the efficacy of those sacraments. And that would be very troublesome when it comes to being a pure follower of Christ and Christ alone. And so those are the areas that would be of concern. Newt Gingrich, Faith Graham said, I think Newt is a Christian, at least he told me so. However, Graham reemphasized his ambivalent stand on the president's faith during the CNN interview. The president has said he's a Christian, and we'll just have to leave it at that, Graham told Kyra Phillips. Only God knows the heart of all these candidates. Graham also stated that he could not support President Obama regardless of his faith because of his stance on abortion. He supports abortion, and I just cannot support that, Graham said. The other candidates are more in line with my views on this. I personally like the president, Graham said. He's a very nice man. He's a very gracious man. But he is just absolutely wrong when it comes to supporting abortion. How can a person be a Christian and not be moved by the gospel so much so that they become pro-life? Isn't the gospel pro-life? And yet we find that there are people who claim to be followers of Christ and are pro-death. They claim to be pro-choice, but pro-choice is pro-death, unfortunately. Graham laughed off the comments when Philip said, it sounds like you're a Republican in preacher's clothing. Whether it's a Republican or a Democrat, I don't care. If they support abortion, I'm not going to vote for them. It's as simple as that. I cannot do it. I agree with Graham. I cannot support a politician who is not pro-life. And I hope you can't as well. Thanks for listening. Send me your comments at pastor@BereanBaptistChurch.org.